T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jones over center, strong formation to the right, play action pass. Jones back, gonna get sacked, and the ball stolen by Adams, takes it out of his hands, and he's in for the touchdown.
Saquon Barkley just got pushed right into the quarterback, and Adams is just wrecking this game for the Giants, single-handedly destroying this team.
From just outside the one, toss right to Dalvin, turns it up to the end zone, touchdown! Runs into the end zone. And the Minnesota Vikings have taken a 26-21 lead.
Michael Dixon puts it down. That kick is away. And that kick is good! The Seahawks win! It's good! From 42, the Seahawks in overtime win for the second time in 2 weeks. And they beat the undefeated, now once defeated, San Francisco 49ers.
Third and 29 with 14 seconds left. Rudolph will dump it off to the left side. Trey Edmonds, the catch, sprints out of bounds. And a fight at the 9-yard line. Flags are thrown. The Browns and the Steelers, and Garrett just threw a punch. And Pittsburgh retaliating. Marquise Pouncey was kicking in there, and flags are flying. With 8 seconds left, the Steelers are running from the sideline to join in. And this one is going to end in ugly fashion.
And now it's time for Joe and Evan's picks.
Who better, by the way, for that call than the great Iron Eagle, by the way? You don't have
the best.
I mean, he really
is the best.
He won't be doing our game this week, but
no, because he's too good. No, and they're too lousy.
Well, I think it's on Fox anyway. I thought it was a CBS game. I think it's Fox game.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, check that out after we do the pick.
Yeah, I think right? I actually think you're right.
I think it is.
It's so weird how that happened.
And, of course, today's Pro Football Picks brought to you by Brother Supply, your number one source for ice air, P-Tax, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. By 1-800-GAMBLER. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER. By Security Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, Suffolk County's number one volume dealer.
You're right.
It is Fox, right?
Kenny and Rondé again.
Oh, it's Kenny and Rondé. That's good. Yep. I feel comfortable with Kenny and Rondé.
Because they won last week. Did it last week,
right.
Exactly.
And Kenny's a New York guy.
And we do get Ian again locally for the Texan-Raven game, which is the CBS early
game.
And I
guess Nance and Tony are doing the Patriots.
You got it. CBS doubleheader weekend. Right. Yep.
All right. Well, we are in week 11 as the NFL season just flies by. And I'm starting to move up here. I'm actually 7-2 over the last 3 weeks, so I've made a move. I actually got back to 500. Bro, I don't know if you've been as fortunate.
No,
lately.
I'm now 2 games behind you because I went 1-2 last week. I did win with Green Bay. They held on by the skin of their teeth for the cover and the win, laying 5.5. I lost with the Colts. Boy, that was just a disaster on every level. And I lost very toughly with the Buffalo Bills. They were getting 2.5 at Cleveland, so that was a brutal
loss. One.
That was a tough one. So 1-2 for the week, 12-15, so 2 games behind you. Let's take a look at week 11. Game number one, the Dallas Cowboys have been very, very good. I give them credit at beating up the teams they should beat outside of the Jet game. That was the one debacle on their schedule. I like them to bounce back this week. Last week, the Minnesota Vikings imposed their will against them. This week, the Dallas Cowboys are facing a football team that is 90% likely playing a backup quarterback. Matthew Stafford was out last week. We saw that Lions offense try to function without him. It wasn't pretty. And then remember, Kerryon Johnson's out. The Lions can't run the football either. So when I look at Dallas laying 6.5 in Detroit, I ask this one question. How the heck are the Lions going to move the football against this Cowboy defense? How are they doing it? Jeff Driscoll's going to make a few plays? They're going to run the ball with who? Ty Johnson? I mean, how are the Lions going to be able to move the ball against this Cowboy defense? And I really like Dallas's ability to bounce back, which we've seen this year. Look at the way they bounce back from the Jet game. The number, it's 6.5. It's not crazy. But when you look at the Lion offense and you look at the way they've played the last few weeks, how the hell are they going to do anything against this Cowboy defense? The answer is they're not. So in game number one, give me Dallas laying 6.5 in Detroit against the Lions. Game number two and game number three, I'm going into the belly of the beast. I'm picking games that I think we're all very interested in. Number one, the Ravens laying 4.5 at home against the Texans. The last 2 weeks, and I'm including Cincinnati because as the New Orleans Saints has shown you, beating the bad teams isn't always the easiest thing in the world. The last 2 weeks, the Baltimore Ravens showed and sent a message to the league with what they were able to do against this Patriot team. Remember the 85 Bear defense, the New England Patriots, with what Lamar was able to do? And then they back it up by destroying the Bengals. We saw all the creativity from Coach Harbaugh, the big Heisman formation, and we saw a lot of wow plays from Lamar Jackson. I think this is going to be a really good football game. I think we'll see a lot of wow plays from both quarterbacks. I think it's going to be a fun game to watch. But I think the Ravens are going to continue to send that message that, as you've said, Joe, maybe they are the best team in the AFC to challenge the New England Patriots. The Texans are a very up-and-down team. They win a couple of games, they lose a bad one. They win a couple of games, they lose a bad one. And I think the J.J. Watt injury, which hasn't affected them yet, will start to affect them in a very tough environment in Baltimore against the Ravens. Not a huge number. It's only 4.5. Game number two, give me the Ravens minus 4.5 to beat the Texans in game two. Game number three, the Patriots. So, look, I think the jury is still out on this football team. We talked about it earlier with Brian Billick. They have done a marvelous job at crushing horrible teams and horrible quarterbacks early in the year. They got humbled last week against the Ravens. But this is the perfect storm for New England. They're coming off an embarrassing primetime loss, and they're coming off a bye. And the track record of the New England Patriots says this. When they get blown out, and effectively they were blown out by the Ravens, they are a machine after they suffer losses like that. That's what the track record's been over the last 9 years. The other track record they have is coming out of the bye, they're pretty strong. So I think this is a perfect mix for a big bounce back game from New England. Here's the thing about the Philadelphia Eagles, who I still think will win this NFC East. They've been a little Jekyll and Hyde this year. They really have. At times you look at them and you wonder. At times they remind you about the championship pedigree that they have. The number is only 3.5. The hook scares me a little bit. But I love the Patriots to bounce back after the embarrassment of the Raven game and the week to stew off of the bye. New England minus 3.5 in Philadelphia against the Eagles. Game number one, Dallas laying 6.5 in Detroit. Game two, the Ravens laying 4.5 at home against the Texans. And game number three, the Patriots minus 3.5 in Philadelphia against the Eagles. Those are my picks for week 11. Joe, take it away.
All right, bro. As I said, 7-2 over the last 3 weeks. I was 2-1 last week. I won, as I've been winning all year, with the Steelers getting 3.5, beat the Rams outright at home. Lost with the Bengals getting 10.5 as they were just destroyed by Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. And I went with the Cardinals getting 4.5 against the Bucks. They covered the number. They lost the game by 3, and the number was 4.5. So 2-1 last week, 15-15 now. I've gotten to 500 on the season. Here we go for week 11. I'm going against you. I'm taking the Eagles in a 3.5 for every reason that you just said. Every reason. Because everything points to the Patriots winning this game. Everything does. They're the Patriots, the bye week, the bounce back, the embarrassment against the Ravens. Throw in the fact that the Eagles beat them in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. Already Brady's talking about it and talking about revenge and all of that kind of thing. And I just think the Eagles, they're home. And this is a good team, and the Eagles are coming off a bye, too. So you got to, you know, that kind of balances it out a little bit. I don't know what the Eagles' record of all time is coming out of byes, but whatever. I think this is going to be a tough game for New England. I think it's going to be a close game, and New England might win, but I'm getting 3.5. So I'm getting that hook. I like the hook. I'm still not sold. And I know this is a dangerous proposition when you're talking about Belichick, Brady, and the Patriots. But I'm not sold that this Patriot team is the dominant team that they've seemed to be through the first 9 weeks of the season. So I'm taking the Eagles at home, getting 3.5 against New England. That's game one. Game two, I'm taking the Dolphins again, getting 6.5 down in Miami against the Bills. First of all, the Dolphins are playing for Brian Flores. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, even the games they've lost, they've been in these games. And they really have. I mean, you look at some, even the game they lost to the Redskins, they went for a 2-point conversion on the lap, basically with seconds to go in the game to try to win the game instead of kicking the extra point and taking it to overtime. They were up 14-0 in the game against Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh before they finally lost to the Steelers. So, you know, they've been in these games. We know what they did to the Jets. We saw what they did last week against the Brian Hoyer. I understand that led Colts on the road. Their defense has been solid. And it looks, and you say whatever you want about Ryan Fitzpatrick. He's dangerous. Ryan Fitzpatrick is dangerous. And I don't know how good the Bills are. I don't know how good they are. How good are they really? They're 6-3. We'll see. You know, they haven't exactly beat powerhouse teams. They lost at home to the Patriots. They lost at home to the Eagles. I don't know how good Buffalo is. I just don't know. It's a division game. You're getting 6.5. It's on the road. That's a big number. Give me the Dolphins plus 6.5 at home against Buffalo. And I was searching for a third game. I was having a tough time for the third game. I was thinking about taking the Redskins, but, you know, I can't do that. I just can't. I can't. So I didn't do that. I was thinking about taking the Jets in that game. I said, I can't do that either. So I took the Bears getting 6.5 in L.A. against the Rams, two teams that have been major disappointments to me so far this year. I don't know. I don't think either of these teams are going to make the playoffs when all is said and done. I think the bloom is coming off a little bit of Sean McVay and Jared Goff's rose. I think the Bears kind of had a nice bounce back last week. They beat the Lions at home. Of course, that was without Matthew Stafford, and it wasn't exactly like they blew him out. I just think that both of these teams are kind of in the same boat right now. I think both their quarterbacks, neither of them are really that good. Goff is probably better than Trubisky, but still. I like the Bears defense. I like the Bears defense to keep it a close game. Maybe the Rams will win. I don't know, but I'm getting 6.5. You know, the home field in L.A. for the Rams is nothing to get excited about. Give me the Bears plus 6.5 in L.A. against the Rams. So here you go, week 11. Give me the Eagles plus 3.5 at home against New England. Give me the Dolphins plus 6.5 at home against Buffalo. Give me the Bears plus 6.5 on the road in L.A. against the Rams. The Joe Beningo, Evan Roberts, Pro Football Picks week 11 in the NFL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.